Today, another contentious election took place on the other side of the world. Residents of Chechnya had a chance to vote for president today. The Russian government orchestrated this voting as part of an effort to bring peace to Chechnya, where separatist rebels have fought the Russians for most of a decade. But human rights groups call this an illegitimate election. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Chechnya.
Heavily armed troops patrolled voting precincts from Chechnya's dusty rural villages to the bomb-shattered capital, Grozny. Fears that pro-independence fighters might launch attacks to coincide with a poll proved unfounded. Otherwise, this election offered little suspense. As he cast his ballot, Ahmad Kadyrov, an ex-separatist clergyman who for 4 years has run the Russian-installed Chechen administration, expressed confidence he would win the presidency by an outright majority. There will be no second round, Kadyrov said, dressed in a traditional Chechen sheepskin hat. Mr. Kadyrov can be sure of that, though some pre-election polls showed Kadyrov to be highly unpopular in Chechnya. In the end, he had no serious competition. Kremlin pressure and intimidation prompt any serious rivals to quit the race. Kadyrov's top competitor was disqualified on a technicality. Those challengers who did remain on the ballot were extremely obscure figures. I don't know anything about the other candidates, said 54-year-old agricultural worker Arbi Akhmadov after casting his ballot for Kadyrov in a school whose walls were decked out in Chechen and Russian flags. Akhmadov said he believed Kadyrov was capable of bringing peace to Chechnya. What Kadyrov certainly does bring is loyalty to the Kremlin, at least for now. He has ruled out talks with separatist leaders, and the Russian government has heavily armed thousands of commandos loyal to Kadyrov. But it's difficult to get any real sense of Kadyrov's actual support, or even the actual turnout today, which officials reported at 81%. Kremlin officials restricted journalists to tightly controlled visits to carefully selected precincts. Reporters who were driven around the republic accompanied by armored cars and dozens of Russian soldiers were generally forbidden from straying more than a few yards from polling places. One non-voter passing by a Grozny polling place surrounded by a surreal landscape of buildings reduced to piles of bricks and twisted metal said no one she knew was bothering to vote.
Нету никаких нету. За эти течение трех лет.
Kadyrov has done almost nothing for the last 3 years, she said. She dismissed the Kremlin's claim that the election is part of a campaign of normalization for Chechnya. She claimed that civilians continue to disappear in the republic. Several human rights groups denounced the vote as a farce, rigged in Kadyrov's favor. They said the election was just a PR stunt to distract attention from the continuing battles between the separatists and Russian troops. Past Russian-run elections in Chechnya have been riddled with massive fraud. International observers stayed away from today's vote, and a spokesman for the Council of Europe branded the election undemocratic. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Grozny, Russia.